was a good friend of mine.
Hello and welcome to the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. My name is Kyle Case, and I'll be your host on this amazing journey as we attempt to help you get the most out of your life. Joining me in our studio today is my co-pilot, Lil Baron.
Hey, Mr. Case.
Lil Baron.
How are you?
I am great. But listen, registration.
I've got to
get this out of the way right at the beginning. And I'll talk about it at the end as well. Yeah. But registration, the deadline is coming up September 1st. At midnight Mountain Time is your last chance to get in the game.
Don't miss out.
Come and be a part of the games. There are so many benefits to being an athlete at the games. We've been highlighting some of them over the past several months, really. And you can find all the benefits on our website, or if you'd like to review any of our previous episodes on the Active Life, then we go really into depth on some of the things that you get as an athlete when you register. Last week, I talked about the opening ceremonies.
Yes,
you remember that?
I did.
This week, I want to highlight the concert and celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we learned very early on that in a two-week event, not every athlete stays for the full 2 weeks.
Right.
Sports start and then they end, and then new sports take their place. Yep. And that's just the way the scheduling works. But we really want to celebrate everybody who comes to compete at the games, all the athletes. Yeah. So we offer the concert and celebration for those athletes who compete in the second week of the games. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
We always bring in a talented musical act. Oftentimes it's a tribute to artists of the past who have really helped shape popular music and modern music, the whole scene. We've had Elton John, Billy Joel. We've had Neil Diamond, the Beatles, not the original acts, but we've had tributes, and they've been great.
They've just been
so much fun, and so much great music has been represented on stage. It's just an incredible night. This year, we are going to feature the music of John Denver.
Oh,
man, when you think about his musical legacy, right? Some of the most beloved songs of our time. You've got Calypso, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, Annie's Song, Annie's Song.
Come on. Who doesn't love that?
That's just phenomenal,
it
right?
It is.
So I remember as a kid, when I was a kid, watching The Muppets and John Denver sing Grandma's Feather Bed. Did you ever see that episode?
I did.
One of my favorites. I love that. And of course, who could possibly not just love Country Roads Take Me Home?
Exactly.
Everybody. I don't care if you're from the city, if you're from the country, it doesn't matter where you're from.
Right.
Everybody has.
You know, I'm so excited.
Just has to love that song. So we're super excited.
Yes.
So Chris Collins in Boulder Canyon is going to be performing these favorites and so many others on Tuesday, October 17th at 7 p.m. at the Burns Arena. And you know, the best thing about the show, do you know what that is?
I do.
What is it?
Free.
It is free. The show is free. It's free to athletes. It's free to their fans and their families. It's free to the community as well. So just come on out with us. Have some fun. Yeah. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the music of John Denver.
Yes.
Sing along, clap along, stomp your feet, whatever.
I would say don't sit by me because I'll be singing the whole time.
And that's okay. That's okay. I think most of us would be doing that
too.
As well. So, Lil, today's guest.
Yes.
Lily Yip is a Chinese-born American table tennis player and coach who currently resides in New Jersey. Lily started playing table tennis at 7 years old and became a member of the Guangdong provincial team at 15 years old. When she was 24, she moved to the United States and became an American citizen 4 years later. Lily competed in women's singles and doubles, listen to this, in both the 1992 and the 1996 Olympics, and has competed in 3 Pan American Games, 9 World Championships, and 3 World Cup teams, winning plenty of medals all along the way. This will be Lily's first time competing at the Huntsman World Senior Games, and we're excited for that and to have you on the show. Lily, welcome.
Welcome, Lily.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. We're looking forward to our visit. I want to start us right off the bat with a very hard-hitting question. These are the things that inquiring minds want to know. This is an important one. Is there a difference, Lily, between ping pong and table tennis?
For American, they think ping pong like recreational sport. You can see the ping pong table at the bar or community center, a senior center, and even in when you go to pools, you see ping pong table there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But American, they play just for fun. They don't take it seriously. But when you're talking about table tennis, when they ask me, wow, you play professionally in China and you play Olympic. So, and table tennis, wow, it's a very fast sport. So they thinking yeah. table tennis more like professional. That's what they call
it. Okay.
That is the distinction that we yes. make here at the games.
Yes.
I find myself just kind of with a smile on my face, pleasantly correcting people when they call it ping pong. It's actually table tennis that's played,
too.
And it's a lot of fun. And Lily, you talked about it being a very fast-paced game, and man, that is true.
It is.
Not when I play it.
No,
when I play it, it's ping pong, right?
It's ping
and
pong.
It's not even that. It might just be ping.
Right.
It might just be ping.
We never pong.
But the competition level at the games and the different age groups and the different skill levels is really fun to watch. So if you haven't had a chance to come and check that out, you ought to come and check that out. It's at the Dixie Center during the first week of the games. So
yeah.
on the 9th, Monday the 9th. And come on out and check that out and come and watch Lily play as well.
Yeah.
Two-time Olympic athlete. Going to be some incredible table tennis being played.
I did get to see your practice with
okay.
a few.
At the National
yes,
Senior Games.
Yes, I did. And I was like, whoa. So you need to come and see her.
Yeah, very good stuff to look
yes,
forward to.
Yes.
Lily, I want to get just a little bit into some of your table tennis history. Now, you were on China's national team as a youth. And then you decided you wanted to come to the United States. I'm wondering, what was your reason for wanting to move? And what were the challenges that you ran into coming to America?
Oh, yeah. When I was professional, in that time, I wanted to be the best. So I selected the Chinese youth team. In that time, I still wanted to be a champion. And I was, I think I finished number three. Women's double, because that then I selected the Chinese team. But after I tried a few more years, 6 years, then I still as a professional player, you can support yourself, support the family, but I still cannot represent China to anywhere. So, and then I decided maybe retire, went to college, and I mean, the professional training in China is like, very hard, like evil. You train you like animals. So I'm a little bit tired. I feel old, when I was only 23, I said, oh, I got to retire. I don't want to play anymore. So that's the reason I don't want to play professionally. And then I have opportunity, immigrant to United States. I said, oh, maybe that's my new life. In that time in the 80s, everybody has American dream in I live in Guangdong, so we heard about U.S. I listened to American radio. I said, oh, we have American dream. Okay, come to the United States. I was so happy. Of course, even though now everybody still have American dream, everybody wants to come to the United States. But I was lucky to immigrant to the United States.
Well,
and I never thought I want to play anymore, so I didn't even bring my paddle. So get married, have two kids, and want to be a good wife and good has a good mother. That's it.
So you didn't even bring your paddles with you. So you were basically ready to really set the game aside.
Yeah. I never thought I would play again. When you're a Chinese woman, our culture, when you marry, it seems like your career is done. Your next career is the wife.
Yeah.
And mother, that's my next career. That's what I thought in that time,
Yeah, which is important too.
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
Yeah.
So, but you came over here, you decided, hey, I'm going to set these paddles aside. Obviously, Lily, you've decided to pick them back up. When did that happen? Did that happen soon after you arrived in the States, or did it take a few years?
Take a few years after the kids are 2-3 years old. And then I went to visit the local ping pong club in Florida. Then I saw the American player. So the level is not high, So I picked up the paddle. I didn't play for a few years. Then I still winning. Then I said, oh, maybe I go to as a participant in some tournament. So when you participate in the tournament, then you keep winning. There's some prize money. There's, that's good. And I keep playing. That's it. Nonstop. No control after that.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
So you actually continued on with your career. You still had children at home and you continued to play
and
had some success as well. So that's awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations there.
Thank
now,
you.
Now you have also, kind of pass that love of the game along to your children as well, right? You've played with your kids in some tournaments, right? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Then my husband, he loved table tennis. So we all thinking playing ping pong is like family event. Then we travel, we play tournament, and I sign up my kids. Okay, you play too. And my daughter played. Then everybody played, and we're all busy playing. I think that's fun. We travel a lot because table tennis, you know. So
what a great experience and what a great opportunity to spend time together as a family and do something you love and that you're good at too, right?
Yeah. Of course, I train my son, my daughter. When you're good, you want to share my knowledge and expert. I want my kids better than me, then I train with them. So I want them to be an American champion. So they did it.
Well, congratulations for that as well. It's one thing to have success yourself and it feels good. You know, we love that. But Lily, to be able to pass that on to your family, that's pretty cool.
And
to have them have a high level of success too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now you talked about passing your information or your knowledge on and your experience on. You were able to do that in your family, which is just phenomenal. But you actually have opened up a table tennis center called the Lily Yip Table Tennis Center. It's in New Jersey. Tell a little bit about that, how you were able to do that and how it's going now and what kind of success are your students having there?
Yes, my husband, Barry, he loved table tennis. He more passionate than me. Then before, you know, I met her, he already won the club in New Jersey, NJTTC club. So we see the place, property so good. Then I said, okay, let's open our own club. I want to like family business. And I want to use my knowledge and to share to the junior different age. So I love to coach. When I coach, I see everybody getting better, makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And achieve something. So I said, oh, I have a center so I can do classes. Then I can promote the sport, increase the popularity in the community. And different age, not just junior. So, and the fact now, the current U.S. women's champion is my student, Amy Wong. So I coached her when she was 4 years old.
Wow.
How cool is that? That was my next question. I was going to ask you what kind of success that some of your students have been able to have. And obviously, they're having the highest levels of success. Lily, fantastic. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And you said you've been coaching this particular athlete since she was 4 years old.
Yes, we still have a lot of young student and on the U.S. team now, you know, and I like to see more kids, you know, not only, you know, they play for fun, also go to the high performance level. So now I have a couple of kids on the U.S. team too. One kid's called Max, an American born Jewish boy. Then he finished number one under 13 and last week.
Wow, that is so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Once again, congratulations. Now, how many overall students do you work with? Is it like a few dozen so you can really focus in, or has it spread into a bigger group?
Yeah, we have a few dozen students. And right now, my daughter and my son-in-law also national champion. And my daughter and my son-in-law, they're running a lot of group training, focus at 2 or 3 dozen kids. But top 10, we have a 10 very potential players like national level. Wow. And lots of kids, lots of parents that support the kids too.
Yeah.
Well, it has
to be. And they also play, the parents play.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. You know, there are a lot of sporting events or athletic events where it's a little bit harder to cross generations.
Yeah.
For what, you know, like football, you know, you're not going to have the 18-year-olds playing against the 60-year-olds in football and American football. I mean,
right.
But table tennis is one of those things that, you know, it can just really cross generations and kids can play with the adults and the adults can play with the grandparents. And, you know, it's just things that can really be fun, especially as a family.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a family sport. It's a lifetime sport. Mm-hmm. And when I coach your grandpa, then the granddaughter is picking up the ball. Then now the mother said, okay, can I put them both together, you know, in our lesson? So something like it's family. It's put all these family together.
You got to love that.
Yeah.
You got to love that.
That
and,
is awesome.
And again, table tennis really is a sport that lends itself very well to that. I remember as a kid growing up, we would always visit my grandparents, and right next to them lived my aunt and uncle, Uncle Richard and Aunt Anne, and they had a table tennis table in their basement for as long as I can remember. And man, some of the family, is brawl the right word?
I was just going to say.
That came from that. Again, not from me. I'm horrible at table tennis, but my brothers got pretty good at it. And my grandpa was always really good too. And then my uncle was quite good too. Just a lot of fun. Like you said, Lily, it's a very, very family oriented, very family friendly event and sport, and just easy to rally everybody together and just have a good time.
Correct. That's it.
Yeah, I love it. So you kind of retired professionally in China. You came to the United States. You set your rackets aside or your paddles aside for just a minute, but then you decided, hey, I want to come back to it. And you had a lot of success there. At some point you decided, hey, there's an opportunity for senior athletes out there, and maybe I could fit into that scenario as well. Talk a little bit about your transition into senior games and some of your maybe successes or experiences there.
Yes, after 26 Olympic, I retired as a coach and a team leader for USA. After that, then I said, I decided not going to compete at the national level. But and as a student, not only junior, some senior, they said, oh, there's some senior game going on. And can you go to play? And you want to play double with me? Then I said, oh, why not? I do it for my student also. And I can see the friend I know for the past three decades. So I never heard about a senior because I was not old enough. But now I'm getting older. And I thought, oh, maybe it's time for me to play some senior game. And it's fun because it's no pressure. I don't need to compete with all the best in the country. I don't know what kind of senior game. I said, okay, let's go to check it out. Then I play some New Jersey senior game. Then I feel I'm still winning and easily. I said, okay, I keep going. Winning makes me feel good.
So you competed in the New Jersey senior games, and then that qualified you to play at the national senior games, which is actually where Lil met you. You guys had an opportunity to visit there in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And and that's fun. I'm curious if you found the competition at the national senior games a little bit more difficult, or was it still just pretty easy for you? To your own horn,
for singles, very easy for single, but for double, I have to carry my student. But some student is a beginner. Then I feel challenged. That's fun. I make my student feel good. One student, he's 70 years old. I play mixed double with him. He's just so afraid. I said, don't worry, you have me. So I took him with me to play mixed double. Then I can see all the senior people, like, so nervous, you know, because they never went through all this competition. Mentally, they're not prepared. Then I feel, you know, I can share my experience. Oh, come on, relax. I said, don't worry about it. Just play the way you play in practice. So I feel good to helping my student to compete this senior Olympic. For them, it's a big deal, you know. For me, for fun, you know. But I'm happy to bring my student and lots of students, senior students, right? They don't like to compete. They just want to play for fun. But I said, maybe good experience for you to play competition. So, and also not only compete, also go out after the game. We go out, have a dinner,
have fun.
And that's the key. And you know, it's a so-so.
Absolutely is. We see that so much in seniors and master sports where, you know, of course, everybody likes to win. No one plays to lose. But that social aspect, that friendship aspect is so much more important. And, you know, it's fun to hear you talk about your experience because you definitely come with just a wealth of experience of high pressure games and high pressure matches. And now you're able to just kind of come and enjoy yourself and just relax and, you know, help other people along the way, which is really what it's all about.
Yeah.
So,
well, I wonder if she'd be my doubles partner. You'd have to carry me the whole day.
Have to carry either of us for sure.
Right.
Oh, that's fun. Hey, tell us maybe one of your favorite table tennis memories, whether that's from the Olympic Games or something else that's happened in your career. What's one of the favorite memories that stands out to you?
Become the Olympian. It's my honor and my dream. And it's no chance if, and I was in China. So I think U.S. gave me the opportunity to represent United States to the Olympic. That's the most happiness when I'm marching in 1992 in Barcelona. The basketball dream team in front of the ping pong team. Wow, that was exciting. And that's a great memory. Good memory. But this is never forget.
In 1992, to be able to connect with the dream team, you said, at the Olympics, that was such a big deal.
Yeah.
I think for all of us, and even really just raised the bar around the world for what was possible and what was available. Mm-hmm. And so 92 was Barcelona. Help me remember, where was 1996 at?
96, it's in Atlanta, in the United States.
Okay, in Atlanta. Okay.
Georgia.
And so you were able to compete there as well. Tell us about the success that you had there. Like, how far into the tournament did you get? Were you playing both singles and doubles? Talk about that just a little bit.
Yeah, the single, we have an A group. I finished number two in my group. But at that time, I think 16 group. So I finished the second. I beat the Brazil. I beat the girl top 30 in the world from Poland. Then I lost the girl from Hong Kong. So the single actually is a top 32 in the Olympic. It's not too bad. And I feel support from all the American people behind you. They don't care who you are, but you represent United States. They give you a great support. That's a great memory too.
Absolutely.
And double, we lost to Russia in the top 16 Swiss. In this quarter, before I reached the quarterfinal. The women, I only play women's double and women's single.
Still a great success and a great experience and incredible memories that you get to carry with you for the rest of your life. So that's awesome. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but if someone came up to you, Lily, and said, "Hey, I'm interested in playing table tennis, but I don't know if it's for me," what would you tell that person? What advice would you share with them?
Table tennis, it's, you have to use physically and mentally. It's a good sport, exercise for your health. And also, it's a lifetime sport. You can play forever. Yeah. It doesn't matter what level you are. And you got the thing. You're not, it's to keep you sharp, your mind sharp.
Absolutely. I mean, as much as anything, I think sports across the board helps, tremendously with that. There's no question about it. Absolutely. Table tennis fits in that category too. There's definitely a rapid eye movement and a hand eye coordination and just some really like long-term beneficial benefits of competing in table tennis. And in fact, they've done quite a bit of research on cognitive decline and how table tennis can actually help with that as well. So there's some real health benefits and things to consider. If you're thinking about table tennis, it might be one that you could take a look at. And again, it's just so much fun. It's just so much fun.
And it's a fun sport to watch. I love watching it.
It is.
Thank you.
Lily, thank you so much for joining us. We've run out of time that we have to spend with you, but we wish you the very best in everything you have going on, but especially as you're coming here to St. George in just a few weeks in October. We're looking forward to seeing you again and spending some time together, and we wish you the best.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was fun. Oh,
that was good.
Yeah, great experiences there. And
the differences between table tennis
and ping pong, right?
Yeah. I play ping pong.
Yeah, for sure. Same here.
Okay, ping.
Ping. But it's going to be fun to see her again in October.
It is.
And
really come out and look, watch her, seriously.
Absolutely. If you're in town, if you're available, if you're an athlete that's listening and you play in another sport, come and check it out. If you're a community member, come and check out table tennis. Yeah. It's at the Dixie Center. Mm-hmm. Again, it starts on October 9th and just a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Just to wrap us up here real quickly, I mentioned it at the beginning, but now is the time to register. Speaking of sports and athletes, you can do all of that as well as find schedules, rules, frequently asked questions. Everything you need to know is at seniorgames.net. September 1st is the deadline. September 1st. So don't miss that. Get those registrations in and be a part of the 2023 games.
Yes, I registered.
I know you did. And that's awesome. I'm also pleased to announce next week's show. I was happy to meet next week's guest in person, also at the National Senior Games in Pittsburgh. You may have seen Ginny McCall on American Ninja Warrior this year when she became the oldest competitor at the age of 71 to ever complete an obstacle during a qualifying round. Yeah, so we're going to meet with her next week. Good. She's an actress. She's a dancer. She did her very first pull-up at the age of 63, so
it's never too late.
She continues to compete in ninja as well as swimming, so lots of fun there. Tune in next week for that. Tune in next weekend, every week, really. Every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on AM 1450 or FM 93.1 for the Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life. We take this live show and turn it into a podcast, and you can find that anywhere that podcasts are found, so check that out. And then, of course, you can find this and previous shows right on our website. Once again, that is seniorgames.net. Today's inspirational thought.
Okay.
I like this. It's a good one. The greatest gift you could ever give someone is your time. Because when you give your time, you're giving a portion of your life you can't get back.
Oh, I like that.
Until next Thursday, stay active.